Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going exploring this really intricate world of prompt engineering for large language models. You've sent us some fascinating stuff on the topic, and we're ready to break it all down for you. Think of this deep dive as your shortcut to understanding how to talk to some of the most powerful AI systems out there.
It really is remarkable how these LLMs can just generate human-quality text. Translate languages, write code, all based on the prompts we give them. But there's a real art to it. There's a science to crafting these effective prompts, and that's what we're hoping to uncover.
Yeah, the sources you shared really emphasize that LLMs aren't, you know, these magical beings. They're incredibly sophisticated. But at their core, they're essentially very advanced text prediction engines.
That's exactly right. They're trained on these massive data sets of text and code, and they learn to predict the next word or the next sequence based on the patterns and relationships they've seen in that data. Kind of like how your phone will suggest the next word when you're typing, but it's on an exponentially larger scale.
So how does understanding this underlying mechanism help us when it comes to prompt engineering?
Well, knowing that LLMs rely on patterns helps us craft these prompts that stay within the bounds of their training data. One of your sources used this really clever analogy comparing this to Little Red Riding Hood. Just like Little Red Riding Hood was warned to stay on the path we need to guide the LLM by providing prompts that stay within the familiar territory of its knowledge base. If you stray too far, you might run into problems.
So it's about understanding the LLM's comfort zone. Speaking its language, so to speak. The source material also talks about the importance of static and dynamic content in prompts. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Sure. Think of static content as the foundation, the consistent part of your prompt. It sets the stage. It defines the overall task. For example, if you're building a chatbot for customer service, your static content might be something like, "You are a helpful and polite customer service agent."
Got it. So that sets the tone, gives the LLM its role, and then the dynamic content comes in to provide the context specific to each interaction, right?
Exactly. Dynamic content is where you tailor the prompt to the user's needs or the particular task at hand. For the customer service chatbot, the dynamic content would include the customer's question, their issue, their order history, any other relevant information.
So it's like setting the stage with the static content and then adding in the actors and props with that dynamic content. Your source has also highlighted the importance of choosing the right document type for the prompt. What do they mean by that?
Well, LLMs are trained on various types of text, everything from casual conversations to very formal reports and anything in between. When crafting a prompt, you want to structure it in a way that aligns with that desired output. If you're aiming for a casual conversation, your prompt should mimic that style. But if you need a structured report, your prompt needs to reflect that kind of formality.
That makes sense. It's like setting the tone and style from the start so that the LLM knows what kind of response you're looking for. But what happens when we need to convey a lot of information in the prompt? How do we avoid overwhelming the LLM?
That's a great question. One key technique is to break down that complex information into smaller, more manageable chunks. One source called this managing the LLM's attention span. You know, it's kind of like summarizing a long chapter of a book. You wouldn't try to cram everything into one sentence. You break it down into key points. Highlight the most relevant information.
So it's about guiding the LLM through the information step by step, focusing on the most crucial elements. And I imagine the order in which we present that information is important as well.
Oh, absolutely. Prioritizing information is key. Just like you would start a presentation with the most important points, you want to structure your prompt to emphasize the information that's most critical for the LLM to understand. Put those key details front and center, and then you can provide that additional context as needed.
So it's all about strategic communication, isn't it? It's really fascinating to think about how much thought goes into simply crafting a prompt for these very powerful AIs.
It really is. And we're just getting started. We haven't even touched on controlling the length of the output or understanding the nuances of the model's confidence levels or exploring some really advanced techniques like conversational agents.
Sounds like there's a whole universe of possibilities within this field. I'm eager to delve a bit deeper. But before we go any further, I do want to delve a little deeper into some of those advanced techniques you mentioned, like conversational agents and workflows. That's where things start to get really interesting.
Yeah, conversational agents, like you might guess, are designed to engage in that back and forth dialogue with users, much like a chatbot. But what sets them apart is their ability to access these external tools and information.
So they're not just limited to what they learned during their initial training. They can go out and actually get new data as needed.
That's right. Think about a conversational agent that can access the internet, pull data from databases, even interact with physical devices like smart home appliances or something like that. The possibilities are pretty amazing.
Yeah, that opens up a whole new level of functionality.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sources you shared talked about a conversational agent that can help users book travel. It can access flight and hotel APIs, check availability, and even process payments, all through just a normal, natural language conversation.
Yeah, that's a great example. And it highlights how conversational agents can make these complex tasks so much easier for users. Instead of having to go to a bunch of different websites and different interfaces, you can just talk to the agent and it handles all the details.
Now, workflows were another concept that came up in the materials. What can you tell me about those?
Workflows are essentially chains of different LLM-powered steps. Each step is designed to accomplish a very specific subtask. Let's say you're building an app that generates marketing copy for e-commerce products.
Okay, I'm following along. How would a workflow help in that situation?
Well, you could have one step where the LLM analyzes the product description and extracts all the key features and benefits. Then you have another step where it generates really catchy headlines and taglines, and then a final step where it actually writes these compelling product descriptions for use on the website or in marketing materials.
So it's like breaking down a complex task into this series of smaller steps, each one handled by an LLM that has a very specific set of skills.
Precisely. And the beauty of workflows is that they can be highly automated. You can set it up so that once you give that initial input, the LLM takes care of everything else, moving seamlessly from one step to the next.
It's like having a whole team of AI specialists working behind the scenes, each one taking care of their own specific task. But with all this power comes a greater need for very careful prompt engineering, right?
Absolutely. You know that Little Red Riding Hood principle we talked about earlier? That's even more important when we're talking about these conversational agents and workflows. Each step of the process has to be really clearly defined and constrained with prompts that keep the LLM on the right track and prevent it from going off and doing something unexpected.
Yeah, to avoid those potentially disastrous results that can happen when an LLM goes rogue. But how do we even know if our prompts are working? How do we measure success in this field?
That's a great question. And that brings us to this crucial topic of evaluation. The sources really emphasize both offline and online methods for assessing how effective your prompts are.
Let's break that down a bit.
Yeah.
What does offline evaluation look like in this context of prompt engineering?
Offline evaluation is basically testing your prompts in a very controlled environment. Before you release them to the public, you might create a set of test cases or scenarios and see how the LLM responds to all the different prompt variations.
So it's like running simulations or experiments to fine-tune those prompts and identify any problems before they start to affect real users. What about online evaluation? How's that different?
Online evaluation involves getting feedback from real users as they interact with your prompts in a live setting. You might use A/B testing, where you show different versions of a prompt to different groups of users, and then you track things like task completion rates or user satisfaction scores.
So you're essentially watching how real people respond to your prompts.
Yeah.
And then using that data to make those prompts better over time.
Exactly. And this is where the iterative nature of prompt engineering comes in. It's a constant process of testing, analyzing, and refining, always looking for ways to make your prompts more clear, more accurate, and more effective.
It's like any craft, really. You start with an idea, you experiment, you get feedback, and then you make it better until you get what you're after.
That's a great way to put it. And that leads us to this bigger point. Prompt engineering is not just a technical skill. It really requires you to have this deep understanding of language and context, even a bit of psychology.
It's like we're trying to bridge the gap between how humans think and how machines understand. We're learning how to speak the language of AI so that we can unlock its full potential. And it's clear that this is just the beginning. There's so much more for us to explore and learn.
Absolutely. And with all the advancements in AI happening so rapidly, those possibilities for prompt engineering are just going to keep expanding in the years to come.
Yeah, it really is incredible to think how far we've come with this and how much potential there is for the future of LLMs and prompt engineering.
Absolutely. It's a really rapidly evolving field. One of the most exciting trends we're seeing is multimodality.
Multimodality. So you mean LLMs that can understand and process more than just text?
Exactly. Imagine LLMs that can work with images and videos, audio. We could have models that can analyze a visual scene,
yeah,
or generate descriptions of videos or even compose music.
That would be pretty revolutionary. It would open up so many different applications.
Absolutely. And another area of active research is inefficiency, trying to make these models more efficient. Techniques like knowledge distillation, they're letting us create these smaller, more specialized LLMs. That could run on devices like phones and laptops.
Yeah, that would make this powerful technology accessible to so many more people.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think about what that could lead to.
And it's not just about making them more efficient. Researchers are also working on making them better at reasoning and problem solving. You know, we're starting to see models that can plan these really complex tasks. They can understand cause and effect relationships, and they can even learn from their own mistakes.
It's almost like we're watching a new kind of intelligence emerge, one that can really help us and boost our own abilities in ways we never thought possible.
It is exciting. But as with any really powerful technology, it's important that we use it responsibly. We need to be mindful of the potential impact of LLMs on society and make sure that they're used ethically and for the benefit of everyone.
That's a really important point. It's crucial that we have these conversations about the implications of this technology as it continues to evolve.
It really is a responsibility we all share.
I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We started with how LLMs work. Then we went into those more advanced techniques like conversational agents and workflows. We even touched on how important evaluation is. And the ethical side of all of this, this really powerful technology.
Absolutely. And this is just the beginning. You know, the field of prompt engineering is always changing. And there's always something new to learn and discover.
So what does all of this mean for you? Hopefully we've given you a good look into the world of prompt engineering and all the incredible things that LLMs can do. Now it's up to you to use this knowledge to create and innovate and shape the future of AI.
Stay curious, keep learning, and never stop exploring.
And until next time, keep on diving deep.